Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Valerie Lennis of Lakeville is the ninth recipient of the $105,000 Margaret Derwin Scholarship, a fund of the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, named in memory of 2005 graduate of Housatonic Valley Regional High School. This annual award supports a Housatonic junior who, like Margaret Derwin, demonstrates a commitment to achieving his or her dreams. Valerie will receive up to $25,000 annually towards college tuition and other costs, and $5,000 to participate in a foreign exchange. Veterans Resource Fair taking place today in between 10 and 2 at Columbia Green Community College Professional Academic Center. The 1st 19th Congressional District Veterans Resource Fair in Hudson, New York will serve a one-stop shop for local veterans with resources about applying for jobs, health care, and local information about veterans organizations. Representative Antonio Delgado will deliver the opening remarks to kick off the fair. Details are today from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Columbia Green Community College Professional Academic Center, which is located at 4400 Route 23 in Hudson, New York. Hands-on experiences Torrington High School students are receiving are going a long way towards educating them about various aspects of nature. At the Sharon Audubon Center, the teens, science club members who are taking place in science classes, are working at the Sharon Audubon Center on a variety of projects. During the second of their four visits last week, they were armed with shovels and pails of soil working on butterfly flight houses. Wendy Miller, the center's environmental education specialist, and Marguerite Kozlak, a Torrington High School science teacher, are working along with the students. The Board of Selectmen in Cornwall may have the opportunity to increase parking in the West Cornwall Village. During a recent meeting, Selectman Priscilla Paffel, who's a real estate agent, reported that the former Farnsworth Book Building is on the market. The building sits on 0.1 of an acre adjacent to town-owned 0.2-acre parcel. She has a listing and suggested that Barbara Farnsworth's children, they might want to approach the town about purchasing the parcel for parking. They express reluctance because they aren't sure what's under the land. She talked to someone familiar with Cornwall infrastructure who didn't think there was anything beneath the property. First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said he's aware the building has limited parking and makes sense to see if it could be expanded. He thinks the town-owned strip could be transferred to the owners for a minimal price. The new owners would be responsible for maintaining the parking area, which would be available to the public. Any transfer of town land, though, must go before a town meeting. Gail Rothschild will be at the Two-Wall Gallery at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. There's an opening reception for that show from 4 till 7 p.m. at the school on Warren Turnpike in Falls Village. The Kent Memorial Library Teen Lip Sync Battle is held at 7 p.m. Battle it out to become the Lip Sync Champions. There'll be music, food, and, of course, prizes. The White Gallery is opening with A Sense of Place. Award-winning expressionist painter Helen Cantrell opens the summer season at the White Gallery. Now, there will be a Meet the Artist reception 5 till 8 p.m. More information, whitegalleryart.com on the web. On Saturday, May 25th from 10 till 2 in Cornwall, Memorial Day book sale at the library from 10 till 1, Keeping a Family Cow, Local Farms at 2 o'clock, ribbon cutting at the Bend in West Cornwall will happen on the 25th. In Millerton, the Irondale Schoolhouse, located at 16 Main Street, will open for the season with two family-friendly events on Saturday, May 25th and Sunday, June 9th. Attendees of all ages are welcome to enjoy the festivities and tour the 1858 one-room schoolhouse from 11 till 4, both May 25th and Sunday, June 9th. The open house will be held at the Irondale Schoolhouse this Saturday. BB the Clown will entertain children with balloons, puppets, magic, and more from 11 till 1. And the Sunday in the Country Food Drive will offer sliders and hot dogs off the grill. Paintings by Millerton artist Ray Loper will be on display in the building, with 20% of the sales from the art also benefiting the schoolhouse. The Irondale Schoolhouse will be open from late May to mid-October on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 till 4. Visitors can learn about the building's history and the restoration project that saved the structure from demolition and relocated it to the village center as a tourist destination. More information, irondaleschoolhouse.org. Sharon Daycare Center is holding a bake sale on Saturday, 9 till noon, outside the Sharon Pharmacy. Proceeds go towards the purchase of classroom materials and playhouses for the infant and toddler programs. Cornwall Library's annual Memorial Day book sale running for 3 days along the weekend with hundreds of items for sale. Saturday from 10 till 2, Sunday from 11 till 2, Monday from 10 till 2. Now, on Saturday, May 25th, there's early bird entry at 9 a.m. for a $15 fee. On Sunday, May 25th, it's the 13th annual Pig Roast in the center of Ankrumdale, New York, from 12 until 3, featuring pulled pork and fried chicken prepared by Job Yacobian of the Farmer's Wife, as well as side and vegetarian dishes by the Stissing House and various volunteers. Ankrum's Climate Smart Committee Task Force will make 5 LED light bulbs available to all Ankrum residents. Habitat for Humanity will be holding an open house from noon till 1 p.m. at their new two-family project across the street. Live music by the Joint Chiefs, plus a raffle including a fabulous Hammertown barn gift basket and silent auction items from local farmers, artists, and purveyors. More information on tickets and the food by calling 917-324-3629. Net proceeds from the event will go towards the Ankrum Summer Camp program and other local causes. More information at 917-324-3629. Clarion Concerts, Leaf Peepers, and Classics on the Hudson invite you to celebrate their consolidation at a benefit concert at the private home in Hillsdale, New York on Sunday, the 26th of May at 3 p.m., featuring Eugenia Zuckerman on flute, Anthony Newman on piano, and Helena Braille on violin, performing Baroque music. Tickets are $75 per person. To reserve your seats, visit leafpeepersconcerts.org. Seating is limited. Sharon Audubon Center invites you for Raptors and Reichling and Butterflies, too, on Sunday, the 26th from 5 till 7, Memorial Day weekend, a party to celebrate successful bird and wildlife rehab and conservation. Tickets and info, visit SharonAudubon.org or 860-364-0520. Of course, throughout the entire weekend, beginning on Friday and running through Monday, it's Lime Rock Park for their big Memorial Weekend. On Sunday, it features, once again, the Royals Car Show, which is a benefit car show, and much, much more. Information on the entire weekend at limerock.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down again, 286.14 yesterday, starting off today at 25,490.47. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7628.28, and the S&P 500 at 2822.24. We'll check the tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.